Let's go down to the field level after practice just wrapped up and welcome in Patriots wide receiver Nelson Agholor, who joins us now. Nelson, how are you?
I'm well. How you doing?
Good. How's second year feel, Nelson?
Feels good, you know, just getting better, working hard, and, you know, we're just trying to string them together.
With the added new faces in your group, Devontae Parker, Tyquan Thornton, do you feel like the competition level within the group has sort of gone up a tick?
Of course. I mean, and that's what it's supposed to do. You know, we wanted to make sure that we have a really good group that can execute and make plays, and you do that by adding talent and raising the level of competition.
You guys as a group, you know, when someone makes a play, you can feel the excitement. You can feel from up here. We're up on the red level, but this is different than last year to me. Is this because, hey, we're another year into the system? I know you've talked about in the offseason that, you know, now I can go out and just play and stop, instead of just thinking and reacting, and sometimes you get in trouble doing that. But how much more comfortable do you feel, you know, in this year with the offense?
You know, I'm getting better every day, and that's my focus. And I, like you said earlier about our level of excitement for each other's success, I think that's something that we, you know, we try to echo every day. That's important about our group. That should be how we prepare, how we practice. We should be excited about each other's success, and we should encourage each other to make big plays.
It seems like that level of confidence and comfortability is translated over to Mac, too. Do you notice a difference here in training camp with the way Mac has performed?
I think every day he comes out here and he competes, and, you know, he's done a really good job of, you know, holding everybody to that same standard of high competition.
What has it been like working in maybe some new wrinkles into the offense these last few days?
You know, we're just trying to put everything we can together so we can put a good product out there. I think we're doing a good job of just getting better and, you know, learning.
We know we talk about the group and we talk about contested catches, and that's one thing I think I've seen since camp started last week, but you had a couple today. How important is for you guys if, you know, if a guy's not wide open, that we need to still go out there and make plays, that catch radius, so Mac can put the ball around us?
It's important as a receiver, you know. This is the NFL. Not everything's going to be a clean, you know, nobody on you type catch. You got to find a way to make plays despite defense being on you or whatever the obstacle is. And, you know, we pride each other on, you know, we hold each other to that standard to go make plays. And we take pride in those guys that make plays, and we celebrate those.
So you're now almost a week into this camp. The pads have been on for a few days. How much of the growth and getting better every day is happening on the field versus what's happening in the meeting room and in the review?
Well, they're both really important. You know, when we come out here on the field, we compete. You know, we go out here, we play fast. And we get in the meeting room, you know, we're just learning. We're communicating. We're trying to get better. Take those mental reps.
Do you get as much out of a practice session where the offense doesn't do as well? And you guys have had, you know, to put it kindly, some days that are better than others. Do you feel like you get as much out of the days where the defense maybe kind of shows out a little bit more than you guys? And do you glean as much from those practices as you do the days where the offense kind of lights it up?
Well, they're equally important, you know. You got to learn from both. I think it's important that when you don't make plays, that you see what happened there. And you grow from that. And when you do make plays, you see what happened and you try to make that consistent. You know, you try to be consistent about those type of opportunities and what you do out there.
What day are the rookies going to get waterboarded down in that? we're waiting for it. We haven't seen it yet. It's normally a padded day. But is that day coming?
I know nothing about that.
Okay.
Good answer. But you will enjoy it.
Oh, damn right.
Nelson, we appreciate your time. Thanks for stopping by.
I appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Nelson.
Day.
All right. Thank you.
Nelson Agholor joining us from the practice field after today's practice. And he's looked good in this camp.